Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Podcast land. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Hodge to Hodge Podcast with co-producers Ken Hodge and Rondaya Hodge. And tonight is the episode of The Messenger. And the messenger is Rondaya Hodge. Welcome to The Message.
Good evening, good evening. There's my co-producer at with the sound effects. She had to do it alone.
Gotta go.
How's everybody feeling tonight?
I'm great.
I trust that we've been obedient to the spirit and doing things according to what it is that the spirit would have us to do.
Right.
Tonight, we just want to talk about who we are and what it is that we need to do to get on the path that we feel that we should be on. Because if we be truthful with ourselves at this present time, life isn't going exactly how we'd like for it to go. It's going, and we're, as they would say, making the best of it, but it's not going just as we thought it would be. So we just want to reaffirm the things in which we've been saying, how we're trying to get people to understand that this thing that they call God, this spirit, this energy that resides in us is constantly talking to us, constantly trying to get us to understand that there is nothing that we can't do. We've got to listen to what it is that we're saying to ourselves. We have a tendency to listen to everybody, take advice from all kinds of different people, but we won't listen to ourselves. And we must know that no one cares more about you than you do, about yourself. And so yourself is something that you've got to be more mindful of. At this time, I'm going to ask my co-producer if he would just step right in, because I know he's got a word that he can share with you, just to work out a little bit of the difficulty that's going on there. Producer?
Oh, always, my brother, always. And when we look at what am I to you, or who am I to you or to myself, that's a question that most of us won't take the time to really ask ourselves, because we really don't want to know. We become immersed in being a person that's going to be accepted, being a person that is liked by everyone, and we lose our self-identity to some extent because we stop caring about making our best life. Instead, we change our best life to be a life that other people need to accept, not you.
Mm. Anyway.
Are you back, Brother Messenger? And until we get to the point where we're comfortable with, I'm going to live my best life, and if me living my best life upsets you, well, here's the choice I have to make. Do I live my best life and you be upset? Or do I change what I really feel so that I'm not happy, but now I make you happy? And when you put those choices out there in that manner, it seems very simple that you would choose, I'm going to make myself happy, as opposed to concentrating on making someone else happy. But more times than not, we're going to choose the other way around because we've been conditioned to understand and know that acceptance is important when it's really not.
Mm, that's right. Amen.
Are you back, my brother?
Mm-mm.
So if I concentrate on being accepted by others and I lose my identity, then what have I really done? I'm walking around as a shell of a person trying to please others and not caring about myself. And it's just basic human understanding or basic needs, like a hierarchy of needs, that if you're not happy, it is virtually impossible.
Possible to make somebody else happy. That's
to
right.
To make somebody else happy. It can't be done.
That's right. Can't do it.
So now we spend a lot of time fooling ourselves that's what we're doing. But if you're not happy, you can't bring happiness to other people unless someone else's happiness is seeing you in pain or seeing you not happy.
Mm.
And if seeing anyone in pain or seeing anyone miserable makes you happy, whoever you are, you really got to rethink some things.
Mm.
You really need to rethink some things. Now, you may not be as happy as I am, or I may not be as happy as you are, but if I find happiness in watching anybody suffer, and that's not to say, you know, I'm in the military, so it's not to say that bringing that pain sometimes based on the laws of man isn't necessary, but I don't take pride in that. So it's a very complex question when we really start looking at what am I to you?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a friend? What am I to you? Am I somebody that when times are bad, you feel comfortable confiding in me? Or am I just that person who you think when finances go awry, you want to call on me then? You don't really care about me as a person, but you understand that I may have a little more disposable income than most. So now you need money from me. So is that what I am to you? Because you would actually be shocked if we had a way of breaking down a true analysis of how people actually look at you. And, some people look at you as just being rich. Some people look at you as you have connections. I don't really care about you, but I really like the connections that you have. And again, and it's hard to really tell, as we transition a little bit, it's hard to really tell what a true friend is. You know, when I say what am I to you, you would think outside of family that a friend would be somebody that you want to ask us questions of. But most of us go through life, and we never have a lot of friends. Because when I say friend, friend means I'm down with you forever, whatever. That's a friend.
Right.
It doesn't mean I'm going to commit robberies with you or I'm going to break the law with you. But I got to tell you, my definition is you didn't do it with me. And maybe you won't let me stay at your house and obey or hide me. But you're not going to tell on me. If I get caught, I'm not going to get caught because you told. You understand it's wrong what I did, but you're not going to be that person that tells on me. That's just my definition. But if you ask people how many friends they really have, well, let me ask you, Nurse Carmen, how many friends would you honestly say, when I say a friend, that you consider a friend, doesn't matter what they think, how many people would actually classify as being your friend?
I have 4. I can count on one hand.
Because, it's a friend is somebody who, I understand you. I don't have to always agree with you, but I'm here to always support you. And people are fickle. They'll run and leave you. They'll run and leave you at the first sign of trouble. But that friend is right there with you. And whatever it is that we need to do together to get out of whatever we're in, see, that's a friend.
That's right.
And friends are hard to find. Most people, again, you go through life, you might have about 2 or 3 friends.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful thing when you find that.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and my friend was talking earlier about my friend that's in New Jersey, a brother named Al. When I say friend, I mean friend. I don't care what it is. If I call on Al, Al gonna be there for me, and it's vice versa. And we may not see each other in years. When we talk, it's always just like we hung up 5 minutes ago, and that's important.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's one of a sign that is a true friend. If I haven't talked to you in 8 months, we catch up. And then we just go right back into just like we talked yesterday, because I don't have to call you every day. And I learned this with my mom. I don't have to call you every day and I don't see you every month. But there is nothing between us that ever makes one of us think that the love isn't tight. The love isn't strong.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, that's important. That's a life lesson that you learn because my kids don't call their grandmother as much as they should. And I tell them, call grandma more. Call grandma more. But I'm aware of the fact that you don't call in no way means that you don't love.
Right.
And you know, you have to live and you have to learn that lesson. But I see the messages back. So I'm going to segue right back over to what am I to you?
and I heard everything. I thought I had it, my mic up and running. But and one of the things which is important for us to understand, and the reason why I presented that question, who am I and what am I to you, is because we've got to change. We've got to change our mindset on how it is that we look at everyone. Because you got to remember now, we know that we are all one. And because we know that we are all one, then we'll begin to understand that each person is more to that person than what they even thought. I heard you talking about friendship and how many real friends you have. And yes, just like was named, you guys named, you can count it on one hand, true friends.
That's right.
But
that's
what
right.
We've got to do, because of the fact that we are awakening into what it's really about, we've got to start understanding that not only are we all friends, but we are brothers and sisters, per se.
Yes.
This is the way we need to start looking at folks. And I know, it ain't the easiest thing in the world, because of how some folks, especially those that aren't even trying to see the light, how they look at the world. But we have to understand, because we know greater is it that is within us than it that is out in the world. And because people don't recognize who they really are, we have to, as that song goes, let our light so shine. So
Amen. What
I'm saying, the reason I'm saying that is because it's important for us, because some people, the closest thing that they're going to come to, quote unquote, a Bible, to God or anything, is us. That's the closest they're going to come. That whatever it is that they might hear you speaking on the goodness, that might be the closest that they come to knowing it. And so we've got to change our mindset into that whole outlook of thing. And I know that there are tons of people out there everywhere that is truly, truly, truly a pain. And if it was up to you, you'd never have any dealings with whatsoever. But we've got to understand, because we are awakening, that there is no difference in that person. You remember when Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do."
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, this is the approach that we have to take, because they don't know. They don't know that whatever it is that they're doing to me, they're doing to themselves. And that's important for us to always remember, even when somebody seems to ruffle our feather. And believe me, I'm not telling anybody to take no punches and all of that other stuff. But we've got to look at it differently, because we are getting more in tune. And if you wanna examine what it is that I'm saying, next time somebody does anything to you that you don't really like, stop for a moment and speak to yourself and see what it is that yourself says. Now hear what I'm saying. Yourself, meaning your soul, not your mind, because your mind gonna tell you to go drop them. But listen to what it is that your soul is saying. And now I know the brother want to say, "Well, how do I know which one is my soul?" Remember, the soul is always going to tell you what is best for you to be the best that you can. And that is how you can decipher from your soul and your mind. Whichever is going to make you give, whichever advice is going to be for the highest you, is what's coming from the soul.
Can you give me an example of that, brother?
An example is how many times somebody has had, and just using a worldly, how many times somebody has said some things about you that just wasn't right, and you still end up picking them up and taking them to the job, or taking them to the mall, or giving him extra dollar or something, and you know that they've said some things to you that ain't right. You know how they truly feel about you, but the soul said, "Go ahead and do it anyhow."
Yep.
Amen.
It's done. Amen. That's right.
You know, and while the soul is telling you to do it anyhow, your mind is telling you, "That person ain't worth it. Why waste your time on that person? You remember what that person said or did to you?" And that's your mind, because your mind, once again, is working on limited data. Your soul, which is from God, always knows and will do what is best. Your soul understands that each moment that you live, each moment that you're here, is a gift. And this is why, what do they call right now?
Present.
Call right. That's, say that again.
Present.
The what? The present.
Present. The gift.
The present is a what? Mm-hmm.
It's
a
gift.
Yeah. It's a gift from God. So that's what we're doing. We're living in the present moment that we have sent ourselves. We sent this moment to ourselves. It's a preset moment. See how we done turned that from present to present?
Mm-hmm.
Moment, each moment. And so this is why when we – and this is why it's important for us to just slow down for a moment and take that moment and don't allow the brain to rule us instead of listening to the soul. The mind the mind is going to only give you data from experiences that it has had. And the data that your mind has is only 50, 60 years worth of data. But the soul's data is eternity. But see, we'll begin to understand this more the more we begin to understand exactly who we are. And we're at that accepting stage where we're beginning to accept it, and we've got to go a little further and a little. And it's going to get easier. We've just got to work on maintaining that constant communication. Mm-hmm. Now we get our communication in more than what we used to, but it's even more. You ever heard the scripture that said a good person's steps is ordered by the Lord? That means because your way is already set, the path is already set, all you have to do is speak to yourself and listen, and it will direct your path. It will direct your path in any and all situations. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forget you. Never. Because you and I are one. You are one with God. He cannot leave you. If he left you, you are no more. And when we can come to the true realization of that being a fact and not just some words, when we begin to truly understand and believe that, then we can see a drastic change. You want to know how you're beginning to get closer and closer to your soul and to God? Is when you start to speak things and they start to happen quicker. And that's from believing. When you start speaking things into existence today and tomorrow it's happening, or next week it's happening. Right now it's 3, 4, 5 months down the road before it happens. But as you get more in tune with God, it will happen much sooner because you are God. The same way God speak it and it shall be, it's the same with us. The only problem is we do not believe. And because we do not believe, it sends the universe kind of like in a topsy-turvy per se. And what I mean by that is you're asking the universe for something, and if we really stop and think about it, before we get finished asking, we've gone to something else and changed that up a little bit, and the universe has got to put a halt and spin things around and start all over again, and we're changing our mind and stuff all over again. So the things that we're really speaking into existence is taking so long, it's because of us. Because we are basing things on what our mind can comprehend and not what it is that the soul can comprehend. Now, the soul does not need $1 million, but the soul doesn't have a problem with you having $1 million. And that's one of the reasons that we change our mind so much. One, we don't know what we really want. We got an idea. Then once we get the idea, then we start thinking we're not good enough for it. An example of that is we want $50 million. Then all of a sudden in our minds we're saying, oh no, that might be too much for us. I'll be happy with $5 million. We've changed our mind. The universe ready to bring you 50, and you done changed that up and told them, no, that's all right, get me 5. And then later on that day, we're going to change it up to something else. And I'm just using these examples to show how we're constantly changing our minds, and we're wondering why we're not possessing the power and the authority that we have. It's because we keep changing our minds. And I got to tell you, it's okay if you want to keep changing your mind. But if you keep changing your mind, what happens is you'll just stay in the same cycle. But if you hold fast to something that you truly want and you focus your energy and stuff on that, trust me, it will come to pass. And it'll come to pass much sooner than it's coming for us now. So we've got to be more alert, and the way for us to be more alert is for us to have communion with God more often than what we do. Now, we are beginning each day to see God at work a whole lot clearer than we did a year ago.
Amen.
We can see little things, God at work, mm-hmm. a whole lot clearer. So we're on that awakening path that we're starting to receive the spirituality that we need to be the best that we can be. So we're on that road.
Mm-hmm.
But we can make it much quicker if, because we've gotten on the road, now we've got to do what it takes to so that we can benefit from being on the road. This is all set up for us that we have no choice, and this is what we have to understand, that we can do nothing but win. The game was not set up, the game of life was not set up for anybody to lose. The losing came in when we allowed man to get in and start making up the rules. But God already established this. He knew what he was doing. He did not make mistakes, contrary to what it is that everybody wants you to believe. He's so awesome, but he can't get it right. He did not make a mistake. This is going according to plan. And so what we have to do is awakening and understand the plan. And the way to understand the plan is to get in touch with your spirit. And your spirit will guide you because it knows. It's not going to lead you wrong. It knows that in order for you to get where you need to go, you got to go down Broadway. It's not taking you to Park Ave. So that's one of the things that we've got to be able to begin to focus more on. It's a beautiful thing that we're all beginning to open our eyes to see God at work. Now we've got to see God at work in each and every one of us. And the only way we can really do that is to pay more attention to what it is that the soul is telling you. And the soul is just like me. Just want to talk, want to tell yourself. It's just a question of, will you listen? Will you listen? And we went a long time without listening to the soul. And now we went a long time not listening to the soul subconsciously. But now that we are in a conscious state, we've got to tune in and hear and do what it is that it would say do instead of what it is that the mind is telling us to do. The mind don't mean no harm, but it only know what it know. So if you want your car fixed, are you going to A1 mechanic or are you going to the guy on the corner? So if you want to know about God and life, you need to go to your spirit, your soul, which is within you, and have a conversation. And we've all had these conversations, and it has spoken to us. It has told us some things. Now, some of the things it told us, we wasn't really trying to hear it, so we went on anyway to the next one. But you can't say that it isn't speaking to you. And so we've got to be mindful of these things and walk according to our calling. And our calling is to be the best that we can be. And as we begin to be the best that we can be, you will see how all of those so-called people that didn't like you or really like you, you'll see a change in them. But guess what? It won't matter because you'll see them for who they really are.
Amen.
Not who they're acting like, but who they really are. And who they really are is you and I.
Mm.
We're all part of the body of God. It's all one. And I know it's hard for people to accept that because, once again, they want to start looking at shape, size, color, and all of that stuff. And I can't tell you enough that this outer body is nothing but dirt. That's why when your soul has had enough, this body goes right back to which it came. So who are you? And what am I to you? We have to start looking at that from a... And mind you now, because we are listening to the soul and the soul is giving us valuable data, this data that it is giving us, share it. Share it with everyone. Because as you share this data, what happens is there is more data for you to receive. It is no good if you know it and don't want to tell nobody about it. It's important, and it's under the same principle as giving, because that's what it is. What you're giving is much more valuable than any money, and we do know that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just explain that a little bit. The more blessed to give than it is to receive. When you get whatever it is that you want, yes, that is a good feeling. But that feeling doesn't beat when you're giving somebody something that they really want, the joy from that person. How many of us in our daydreaming world, which we could make reality, but we haven't brought that over yet, but how many of us thought about when we did get something, how we would give it and share it with other people? Because that's where the real blessing and the joy is. That's why having $50 million is not out of the question. Whatever a person soweth, they shall reap. Whatever it is that you can conceive, you can achieve. I don't mean to be no poet or nothing like that, but these are the things that we have power and control over. We just need to apply it with the knowledge and the faith that it can be. And we've all done it. Our mind had us believing that there were certain things we couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what our mind have us believing that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's mind got them believing that if things ain't left the same way he left it, he ain't going to be able to get it back to like he wanted. Even though he's gotten it back there numerous times, but his mind sends him on a tailspin. I'm just saying. I'm trying to see if I can get an amen from somebody.
Amen.
Amen, my brother. Amen.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You definitely tell the story now.
Okay. That's right. There is nothing that we can't do. And I got to tell you this. Sister Carmen has been putting this to the test for the last week or two. And some of the things I'm telling her, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll turn right back around and tell me what the messenger's saying. And then she get up and she do it.
Amen.
And she didn't. Amen. 2 weeks ago, she didn't think she could do it.
Right.
But now she's doing it. And the same about that brother that I was talking about that couldn't get things right, was mad when things wasn't the way he left it.
Uh-huh.
That same brother that I'm talking about, he still able to get on. He might not have got on that precise moment that he wanted to, but he was able to get back on. But at the moment, what he did was he allowed the mind to regulate some data into him that was different than what he really needed it to be. And he knew it, too. He knew it. He knew it so much that he can't say a word.
And he realized that was me you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, he realized it? Oh.
Amen.
But you're right, though. I mean, it's okay. Sometimes we have to teach ourselves.
Okay, let me ask you something honestly now. You just said you didn't realize it was me that I was talking about you. What is it that made you come to the realization?
When you said it, Brother Cass, that word.
Right, but once again, I said the brother a couple of times. The point that I'm making with that is this is how the soul, the spirit works. It is the spirit within you that kind of nudged you just now. Said, that nigga talking about you.
It was.
But see, it was talking to you, and it's just like that. That's how the spirit works. But because we've been trained and conditioned to expect this great rumbling and sky opening, we miss what it is that he's saying. How many times, because you guys are great at doing this to me, so I know for a fact, how many times somebody has said or went to do something that was really, really, really off track, and the message was, well, the messenger says, what is it that brought, well, the messenger says up to you to make you say that? Because most of the people, when you say that, don't have a clue who the messenger is.
True.
But it's something. But it's something within you that said that this is what I need to say on it.
Amen.
and I'll say, because you guys use it on me all the time. And it's a beautiful thing because,
yeah,
as they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And that's just true. And so the point that I'm making is that the spirit is talking to us if we would only listen.
Mm.
How many times just today the spirit told us to do something, but we didn't really want to do it?
A couple of times.
I'll give you an example. I'm not messing with you right now, my brother. This is about me. All right. The spirit was telling me most of the day that what I really need to do is do some meditation. Did I do it? Sure didn't. Laid around, watched football. Two teams that I don't even really care about. Watch that. But I wasn't obedient to the spirit. And so now tomorrow, when things ain't going just like I wanted it to go, who can I blame? Oh, I know. You always got that one person we can blame, right?
But the day ain't over yet, so you still got time to get tomorrow ready.
All right. Okay. But if I don't, who can I blame?
You.
Yes, the man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's who I should blame, but who do we all blame?
Oh, we'll find somebody else.
Yeah, we find somebody with some red horns and a pitchfork.
We blame the devil.
We blame the devil. Yeah. And that's something we've got to accept responsibility for what it is that we're doing, get it right. When I say right, get it to what it is that we're expecting the outcome and do it.
Mm.
It's just that simple. There's no need for blaming. There is no need for blame. And now, please don't get me wrong. You can have discussions about some of the things that people are doing, some of the crazy things and stuff that people are doing. I'm not trying to take that from anybody. I'm just talking about with regards to judging and treating people other than what we should be treating them, and that's with love. Because the bottom line, that's what God, the spirit God, the energy God is, love. And if you think about any and everything that you do in life, it's geared towards love.
But it's hard, my brother, to love somebody when you know you're not getting that love back, even though it shouldn't matter. But it's hard to do.
I agree with you that it can be hard. I will not deny you of that. It can be extremely hard. But it's only hard when we're trying to deal with it from our state. But it's easy when you're dealing with it from a spiritual state, because the spirits connect and they realize they're one. So it's not hard for you to forgive me. Even though I'm acting crazy, it's not hard for you to forgive me. During the course of our lives, I've done some things that you just wasn't totally pleased with. You might not have talked to me for a couple of days or two, but after a while, you came on back. Because we are one. And that same love that you were able to show for me, we can show it to everybody else. And we might need a day or two to regroup before we actually do it. But we can do it, because greater is he that is in us. And that's what we have when we begin to truly understand and accept the fact that greater is the spirit that is within us than anything else that anybody can throw at us. Then we can walk with our heads up a little higher, our chest out, knowing. Knowing what this is all about. Why? Because we've read the script. We know what the ending is going to be. I've talked to the director. The director told me. So since the director told me what the end is going to be, do I need to fear this thing over here? I own a team, and I know that my team is going to win. Do I need to fear losing this game? So this is that knowing that we will come more and more in tune with as we begin to stay in communion and listening to our soul. A lot of things is going to start to amaze you, because they will pop right up, because the soul is telling you all the answers to everything. We're just not listening to it. And a lot of the things that right now seem like we can't get done, if we listen to our spirit, it will guide us. It will give us the answer that will make it so that the best you shines on that. When somebody can't get back to the whatever it is that they wanted to get to, all they got to do is make a call, or all they got to do is bring back to their remembrance what they did the last time. It's just that simple.
It sounds very simple, and I guess it goes back to the word in the book that says it's so simple a fool couldn't mess it up.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and so and it's good that you said that, so because it's important for us to understand that it's not messed up. It's just not the outcome that we wanted, but it's not messed up. And we can change it at any time because of the creative power that we have. Anytime anybody get in a bad situation, can't you change it?
Yep.
So can.
I'm out. So enough.
I'm at a house or something that I don't need to be at.
See?
I can change it. There you go. I got the power to change it.
Yes.
Instead of sitting around talking about what in the world I listening to the devil up in here. No, I didn't listen to the devil. I listened to myself tell me to go. So now I don't like the fact that I'm here, so let me get up and leave. And what I have just done is changed the situation. When in our minds start thinking all kind of crazy things, change what you think. And if you change what you think and you think on happy things instead of thinking on sad things or mad things, you'll have a much better day. And it is just that simple. Do people get you mad, upset sometimes? Yes, but because I understand that that person know not what they do, I am going to not react in a way that somebody that's unconscious, that don't know who they are, acts. This is how I let my light shine. Because I read the script, I know that in spite of what it may look like, it's going to be all right. And because I know it's going to be all right, I need to walk in that assurance that it's going to be all right. Because I know when you got the money or the capability to get a new car, don't you got a different kind of walk when you just walking by a car lot dealer without a dime in your pocket?
Yeah, you do.
Because you know. You know, I can get me which car I want. That's why I'm coming here, because I can get whatever car I want. So, yeah, I can walk with authority. I can talk how I want to talk. I ain't at somebody else's beck and call like they doing me a favor. So this is that assurance that we need to start portraying and knowing. And I'm not by any chance saying that the cast isn't doing it. I'm talking about as a whole. This is where we need to be. And we will see that there is nothing, nothing. And I keep bringing this up because I want us to understand that the desire for money is not a bad thing. We've been taught that too much ain't no good, too much is this and that. No, it's not a bad thing. So you can speak that type of stuff into your life if that's what you want, that's going to help make you be the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
No truer words have been spoken. All things are possible if you believe. You've got to believe that you are part of the father or the mother or whoever it may be. You've got to believe this. You got to believe it so much that you don't even believe it. You know it. When you know, and you guys know, there is a difference between saying you know it and knowing you know it.
Amen.
But you can fake it till you make it. You can. It's just a longer process. But you can fake it till you make it. Because even with you, if you start telling yourself something enough times, you begin to believe it. And then when you begin to believe it, then you begin to know it. So you can fake it till you make it. Truth of the matter, that's what we've been doing all our lives, faking it until we make it.
Mm.
So
now, when you say, there's a difference between faking it till you make it as opposed to living in the spirit. In other words, I ask for it, it's not here yet, but I go on as though, I mean, not as though, I go on because I know it's coming and I don't have to wait for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm.
Well, when you, right, but here's the thing with that, and that's exactly what, that's what believing and knowing is, that it's coming. When I ask for it, I believe that it is coming. So you can go to that stage of, I'm already putting things in motion because I know that it's coming. That's living in the spirit. That's technically faking it until you make it. Because it is coming, and the stronger, the more that you know and doubt not, it will be there. And this is the messenger's journey right now, because God has given me the ability to know things much more than I ever thought I could, especially considering the education and stuff that I've had to be able to speak the things that I've said. It is not of me. And knowing that I am in communion with God and to not be able to get rid of the doubt, because there should be no doubt, because I know. And the doubt springs up because I, as Jesus said, I don't know the day. And because I don't know the day, I got doubt because I don't know the day. But I do know the day is coming. I just don't know what day. So I'm walking knowing that it's going to, but I need to know when. Then when I know when, like we'll use an example of a car. When I know I'm going out to buy my car today, there's a different walk than when I'm trying to decide, you know, a week or two in advance till I get all my ducks in a row. Once I get my ducks in a row, nobody can't tell me nothing.
Mm.
But who are you and who am I to you? That is just something that we want to, and I'll be saying this throughout all of our podcasts, because this is the essence of who we are, and that is having that communion with yourself or having that communion with God, however you want to call it. But it's important that you do this so that you can begin to see it experientially and not just hearing. You can go to school and learn all the stuff in the world, but until you actually are able to put it into action, it really means nothing. You can sit here and tell me all the different theories there is to fix the car, but unless you can go out there and fix it, all that stuff you told me really don't mean nothing to me. And it don't mean anything to you either. It's just words. So let's just remember to stay in tune with just who it is that we are, and continue to seek the wisdom that each and every one is ready to provide from ourselves. And don't allow the mind to constantly overrule the soul. That is what is slowing down our progress. That is what's slowing down our creative being. The fact that we allow the mind to have us switch up on what it is that the soul is telling us. Because the soul is always telling us something for our better good.
All right, now.
And it's not. Amen. It's not that the mind isn't trying to. It's just that the mind isn't able to, because it's only so much that the mind knows. So as we begin to wind down, I just want to give everybody a chance if they like. I think we've got a few minutes. Someone wants to speak or say anything, but just remember, if you don't go within,
you
go without.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you don't go within, mm-hmm. you go without. But I do truly. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right.
It's always a blessing, brother, when we get together and we discuss God's plan, man. I mean, it seems crazy that it's not easy to convince people that mm-hmm. you are part of God. Just that thought itself is so powerful that people just reject that as soon as they hear that. And it's so much easier for them to believe that we are these feeble little creatures who don't have control over our own lives. But when you understand that your life is God's, is a major part of your life, whether you want it or not, there is absolutely nothing you can do to change that.
Amen.
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 Hey, this is co-producer. Thank you for joining Hodge to Hodge podcast on this Sunday evening and hearing the word from the messenger.
Amen.
Everyone have a wonderful week. And remember, if you understand that you are godly, God, you exist because the God in you allows that, it'll change your walk, it'll change your talk, and it will definitely change how you look at and treat other people.
Amen.
Amen. So let's everybody just get out there tonight, starting tonight, and let's go out and create some things that we can walk around and hold our chests out high, knowing that because of who we are, as they said in the movie Scarface, I put this together. Who, me? That's who. All right?
All right.
I love you all, and I look forward to our next podcast where we can begin to explain a little bit more about the God in us. Peace
and
love.
Good night, my brother. Good night, Nurse Carmen.
Good night.
Everybody have a wonderful week.
Excuse me.
You too, my brother.